UTA Radio.
UTA Radio.
Radio UTA.
UTA Radio.
إذاعة UTA.com.
Welcome to Radio Maverick, a production of the UTA Radio News Team.
A podcast for the UTA community by the UTA community. I'm Pablo Pena.
And I'm Lina Muhammad. Thank you for joining us.
Genocide 8,000 miles away directly impacts one student's life.
We want to make a change to those people who are suffering in Myanmar.
But first, your campus news.
Undocumented students are still feeling the sting of the Trump administration's attempt to cut the DREAMer program. Reporter Narda Perez has more.
The DREAM Act currently protects about 800,000 people who came to the U.S. as children from deportation and grants them temporary work permits. Christian Zielinski of the Center for Mexican American Studies says many DREAMers are being affected on campus.
And because many of these DREAMers are first-generation college students, they come from families that are, you know, working-class background, they tend to gravitate to public university like ours.
With the uncertainty of what Congress will decide, tensions are growing.
Now there is a lot of anxiety because they don't know what's going to happen with them. Many of those students, their permits will expire and then they won't be able to renew.
Alumna Jessica Yesenia Amador is a DACA recipient and says she's disheartened by the administration's decision to rescind the program.
Basically, by Trump rescinding DACA, make no mistake that he leaves so many young teenagers unprotected and at risk of deportation. So these kids are in the same category as me. They're on the same path as me.
UTA President Vistas Kabari and UT System Chancellor Bill McRaven released statements showing their support for students under the DACA program. Congress is set to decide what to do with the program by March 5th, 2018.
That was Narda Perez for UTA Radio News.
The UTA Biology Department is feeling the devastating impact of Hurricane Irma. A research lab used by the UTA community was heavily damaged during the storm. Biology professor Dr. Laura Midlars used the University of Virgin Islands McLean Center to study coral reefs on St. Thomas Island. The hurricane ripped off the lab's roof and damaged much of the building's structure. She told WFAA in Dallas that she's concerned about the facility and the safety of the reefs she was studying. Luckily, everyone at UTA is safe.
As the global community criticizes Myanmar President Aung San Suu Kyi for her reluctance to address the slaughter of the Rohingya Muslims in the mostly Buddhist country, one UTA student is trying to make a change from here in Arlington. Muhammad Muhammad says he's the only Rohingya Muslim refugee at UTA.
Seeing so many brothers and sisters are dying in Myanmar, in Facebook, in WhatsApp, in WeChat, news are going every day. There is a Rohingya channel that send everyday update on the Rohingya people. So therefore, we're here to protest and want to make a change into their life to make it better and easier for them.
Last weekend, he was at a demonstration where he showed his support for his people back home.
My next move is to call my senator or my representative of Texas, tell them stop killing Rohingya, and we like to seek help from United Nations, such as Human Rights, such as United High Nation for Community of Refugees.
The New York Times reported that hundreds of Rohingya Muslims have been killed, including children. About 400,000 refugees have also fled the country to nearby Bangladesh.
An ancient species of crocodile discovered here in Arlington was identified by researchers according to EurekaAlert.com. Deltacichus motherali lived 95 to 100 million years ago. It once grew up to 20 feet long and ate everything from turtles to dinosaurs. The crocodile is named after an Arlington resident named Austin Motherall. Motherall was just 15 years old when he found ancient crocodile fossils with his tractor. The fossils were originally discovered in 2003, but researchers published the findings in the Journal of Vertebrate Paleontology this month. That's it for news. Here's Jeremy Black with sports.
UTA senior standout Quiana Kennedy has been named the Maverick Classic All-Tournament Team. As a senior, Kennedy has tallied 3.43 kills per set and has 23 assists at UTA. UTA returns to action with its conference opener Friday versus Troy at 6:30 p.m. at the College Park Center. Dallas Cowboys got played Sunday when they met up with the Broncos at Mile High Stadium. 42-17 was the outcome. But don't you fear, Cowboys fans. Cowboys are looking at for a rebound against the Cardinals next Monday night. Texas football shocked the collegiate football world, playing the USC Trojans to two overtimes before falling in a grand game in Los Angeles. Well, it seems like the Rangers are looking for the offseason now. The team is 4.5 games out of the second American League spot for wild card. This is UTA Sports News. I'm Jeremy Black.
Now for our Arts Corner, UTA alumnus Lou Diamond Phillips played the starring role in the seminal rock and roll film La Bamba. On top of that, he's a renowned director, writer, and producer. I spoke to Phillips about his life and success.
Lou Diamond Phillips, welcome to UTA Radio News. First of all, can you tell us a little about your time at UTA?
Yeah, I was actually very blessed, and I've talked about this a lot, just in the respect that a lot of times you don't know when you're in the middle of something how lucky you are. You don't take a breath and appreciate the opportunities that are coming your way and the doors that are being opened to you. And at the time, I think I was vaguely aware of it, but in retrospect, I look back and realize how really important my time at UTA was in the respect that, you know, from the time I got here until the time I left, you know, I was acting all the time. I was immersed in learning the craft, in practicing my art and honing that. And not only that, but sharpening my desire to do it. You know, some people, they come to college and they go, okay, well, I'm going to try this and I'm going to try that, and they figure out what it is they want in life. I kind of knew before I got here and was literally just trying to educate myself to the ways that I could achieve my goals. And UTA as a foundation, as a home base and a nucleus, if you will, you know, for my acting endeavors, you know, in my early 20s, was invaluable. I mean, first of all, the professors here and the students here and I don't know, just this whole family was so important to me, and it led to me doing other things. It led to working professionally out of, you know, Stage West in Fort Worth, doing the Zero Hour with some other UTA alums, meeting Adam Rourke, and where I studied film technique and then became a teacher. I mean, that literally wouldn't have happened if I hadn't done Dark of the Moon here, you know, on this stage, you know, where he came and saw me and went, okay, the kid can act, you know? So for me, I look back and can pay respect and tribute to the fact that this was a major milestone in my journey, you know, to getting where I am today.
Did you ever expect that you would reach this level of success?
I have to be honest. You know, I had big dreams. I really thought that, you know, I could achieve success in the film and television, you know, world, or Broadway, or whatever. And, you know, the fact that I've done all three is actually, you know, quite gratifying to me. I did not know I would have as flourishing and successful a career as I do. I mean, this is 30 years later. You know, mm-hmm. It's the 30-year anniversary of La Bamba. The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences is doing a special screening in October that I will be attending, and. I didn't know that I was going to blow up in such a major way and be so fortunate. You know, my first three films in Hollywood after being cast for La Bamba out of Dallas were La Bamba, Stand and Deliver, and Young Guns. And they're still really good movies today, you know. So I was very, very fortunate. And once again, you know, I think that path, my eyes were opened each step of the way, and I started to realize I'm really lucky. This is a very fortunate thing for me. I have to grasp these opportunities, you know, with both arms and hold on tight. And I've often said it to young acting students, why do you go to class? Why do you study? Why do you constantly keep your mind in the game? Because you never know when that break is going to come. And if you're not ready, not only in your ability and your talent, but in your mindset, in your focus and your discipline, if you're not ready, that opportunity is going to pass you by. Mm-hmm. And that to me is one of the reasons why it's important for people to study and to get into an academic situation if that's their choice.
Well, Ludavin Phillips, thank you so much.
Thank you, Lena. Appreciate it.
And that wraps things up for the first episode of Radio Maverick for the week of September the 18th. I'm Lena Muhammad.
And I'm Pablo Pena. Radio Maverick is a production of UTA Radio News. UTA Radio is a service of the Department of Communication. We're online all the time.
The preceding program is a production of UTARadio.com and the Department of Communication. Thank you for listening.